South Dakota native Rob Rolfing graduated from Vassar College with a degree in physics and astronomy, but he always wanted to be a Green Beret. Staff Sergeant Rolfing survived his first deployment to Iraq, but not his second. He was killed last month while patrolling in Baghdad. South Dakota Public Radio's Johanna Saylor has this remembrance.
Gathered around the Rolfings' modest kitchen in Sioux Falls, the family is entertaining friends with their favorite memories. Younger brother TJ says he was envious of his brother Rob's smarts. Margie Rolfing says she noticed her son's intelligence early on.
I even think it was before kindergarten. He could say the name and recognize the name of every dinosaur that there ever was and loved those long names.
Later, Rob Rolfing beamed when he could name 250 kinds of dynamite. She traces it to the TV show MacGyver. In it, the main character always calmly escaped life-threatening situations.
He knew that's what Special First Forces did. They do it secretively. Nobody knows. They want no credit. They don't want anybody to know when they've done something. And that's what he liked about Special Forces.
Like the character MacGyver, Rob Rolfing never left home without his duct tape and Swiss Army knife. His brother says he rigged a way to avoid carrying the bulky roll.
A baseball card, one of the, you know, like the good baseball cards, you put them in their individual sleeves.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
He had that.
The sleeve?
The sleeve, and what he had done is taken the duct tape off of the roll and wrapped it onto the sleeve so it was thin and he could put it in his pocket. Like almost a credit card type deal.
The last picture the family received from Staff Sergeant Rolfing in Baghdad shows him putting something together with his duct tape. His family remembers him as a prankster who loved training, especially jumping from planes. The soldier's muscular build helped him excel at sports, football, soccer, hockey, and lacrosse. And win or lose, he idolized the Minnesota Vikings football team. TJ remembers his brother obsessing over who should be drafted and coming up with what he considered winning plays.
When the game was going on, he'd call, and if they scored a touchdown or something, and I knew it was him, and answer the phone, and all I hear is, ooh, ooh, the horn.
They blow the horn, the Vikings horn, when anything good happens.
Rolfing remembers her son's determination to be the best in whatever he took on, whether it was sports, school, or being a Green Beret. Her hope is when school children pledge allegiance to the flag, they see a soldier in each of the flag's stars.
For me, Rob's was the first one on the bottom, because when they wear their uniform, the flag is backwards, and so that one is closest to his heart.
Rob Rolfing died at 29, the same weekend of his parents' 35th wedding anniversary. For NPR News, I'm Johanna Saylor in Sioux Falls, South Dakota.